Vinyl fencing versus wood. That's Graham's question in Ohio. How can we help you?
Hey, well, you can kind of answer my question regarding vinyl or wood. I want to replace a very hideously ugly metal fence, chain link, with originally was looking into vinyl. Got an estimate and got off the floor after they told me it was about $8,500.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Oh, my gosh. I was just, I mean, it was like funny it was so expensive. So my question is, we're planning to stay here for a long time.
Right.
Thinking about maybe putting up a wood instead. We want to do the total suburbia white picket fence kind of thing. Is it possible to do a wood picket fence and like spray paint it white or
absolutely.
You know, do a white wash on it? And can I get a decent amount of years use out of it?
Yeah, you could clearly get 10 or 15 years out of a fence that's properly installed and properly maintained. Here's what you want to do. First of all, the posts are important. You're going to use pressure-treated posts, and when you install the posts, do not set them in concrete, because concrete holds water against them, and even pressure-treated wood will eventually rot. You want to set them in gravel. You want to dig a hole with a post hole digger that's not too much bigger than the post itself. Drop the post in, surround it with gravel, and with a small tamping iron, it looks like a long steel rod with a small metal disc on the end. You pack the area around the post. You will be surprised how sturdy those posts get with no concrete. They'll be rock solid. Then with the fencing itself, I would recommend that you prime it and then put a solid stain on it as opposed to a paint, because a solid stain is not going to peel and a paint will peel. So prime it first, and it's easiest to do this before the fence is installed. So if you're doing it yourself, you get all the fence sections delivered, set yourself up a little spray factory somewhere, and you can go ahead and prime them and then let them dry and turn them. And if you do a really good job with that, then you'll get more years out of them. And lastly, when you set the fence sections, don't make the mistake of setting them too low on the ground. Leave a good 4 inches between the bottom of the fence and the top of the ground.
Otherwise, snow and water, it's just going to destroy it.
And plus, you're going to get settlement, and eventually you'll find that fence planted right in the ground, which readily accessible by termites. So if you do all those things, I think that you will find that you can get a good number of years out of a wood fence. And by then, perhaps the cost of vinyl fencing will be down.
Yeah. Is there any truth to the do it after a full moon type of philosophy?
I've never heard that one. Do share, Graham.
Someone told my wife that if you do it during a full moon and you put the fence in, it's going to keep it straight. And there was a story where they did half a fence that way and the other half not, and then down the road, part of the fence was straight and the other part that wasn't done during a full moon wasn't. And I think it was according to the Farmer's Almanac.
I don't know if it'll make it straight, but the installation will be much more romantic if you do it in a full moon.
But watch out for the werewolves.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think my wife will like that answer regardless.
Graham, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and good luck with that fence.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.